I want you to explain this galactic plane a little bit more for us also, Brent, because I'm a little confused. Are you saying the sun is part of that, or is that something entirely different?
No. It is just as a victim of the galactic plane as we are, but because our weather patterns are directly connected to the sun, whatever affects it affects us.
Could this be because of the black hole in the middle of the Milky Way that they're talking about?
Actually, yes. It's now believed that black holes, any size of a black hole. Some of this is what everybody was taught as children, and some of this is new release of information by the quantum physicists. But it is now accepted that black holes, the larger they get, the faster they spin. And they do not know why that is, but they know that from not just mathematical evidence, but visual evidence based on the effects of the black holes that they can monitor and see with the Hubble telescopes and what we're able to deduce. So the bigger the black hole, the faster it spins. And the density of the matter within the black hole, when you reach a certain size, actually moves to an outer shell. So the black hole isn't solid matter. 90% of the inside of the black hole is vacuum, and 90% of the matter creates like an egg-like shell, a sphere that's egg-like. And only 10% is scattered through the inside of the black hole. If the black hole gets bigger and bigger, it spins faster and faster. Again, they don't know why the bigger black holes spin. The size of the black hole has anything to do with the spin, but they can see that. Now, when you look at the singular black hole at the center of every active galaxy, which they now commonly accept, our center black hole is approximately 4 trillion miles across. It spins so fast that the tops and the bottom of the black hole literally open up. It is no longer a sphere. In fact, it opens up so wide, it is now a flat ribbon. It is a flat ribbon 4 trillion miles across, and its gravitational effect is rippled out in a more like an LP disc on a record.
Right.
And all the stars in the spiral arms of the galaxy gravitate toward that gravitational wave and are spun around the center driving force, the engine of the galaxy, which is the black hole. Now, this gravitational wave exists on what the ancients called the dark rift. We call it the galactic plane. And we know from modern measurements of where our solar system is, cycling above and below the galactic plane, our solar system is approaching the galactic plane, and we will be crossing the galactic plane within the next 10 years. If this galactic plane, as theorized by modern-day physicists, Dr. Brooks Agnew being one of them, does have the gravitational effect of the black hole itself. This would explain, and this is the Occam's razor, this would explain all the cyclic damage that happens to the planet and the reshifting of the planet every time it cyclically moves above and below the plane, basically wiping out civilization and having it restart again from scratch. And it explains the cosmic dust. It explains in the polar ice caps. It explains the sunken cities we see around the globe, which are completely intact. It explains the coral head at the mountain just a few miles away from me that's only 10,000 years old. And there's more evidence than just theoretical evidence. We have ancient records from civilizations that have explained, you know, the anomalies as it happened, because not everything was destroyed at each event. For example, the ancient Chinese tell of a day where the sun set in the west, and then it rose again from the west, and then set again.
Oh my!
Now
that's a flip.
You have to actually ponder that for a moment. For the sun to set, rise again, and set again, it means the Earth not only stopped in its tracks, but it went backward. It actually started rotating backward. And then went forward again. Now, this is well documented in Chinese records. The earliest writing of any evidence that there was a pole shift was in a Egyptian translation, a Solomon translation, that dates a pole shift, and they describe it perfectly, where the sun set in the normal space it's supposed to set in the west each night, but it rose in a different spot, about 30 degrees off, we figure, from where it normally rises. And it rose at a different time, and then it was set from that point on. And the writings date that event to approximately 9,500 B.C. So we have a series of these events happening over and over again. And this one very simple effect where this, the solar system and the Earth move cyclically above and below the galactic plane, which, by the way, corresponds to the Mayan calendar's long count. So they knew something we didn't. So did the Aztec calendar as well. But explains all the anomalies we've been seeing.